Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume, improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit RackPorcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table. Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume. Improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Introduction to TV pitmaster extraordinaire, competitor from Los Angeles, all over TV numerous times, Mr. Harry.
All right, this is the Walk and Talk Podcast, and I am your host, Carl Fiadini. We are at the World Food Championships in Dallas, Texas, and man, we're having a badass time. I'm eating like a freaking king. All right, so right now, in fact, I was just judging the sandwich section, which all the whole time I was up there, I was like, man, where's my boy Jeffrey Schlissel with them sandwich jobs he puts together? Okay, so here we are. To my left, I have the Sean, Chef Sean, Poof. Poof.
my stomach is right about that poofing.
I'm like, poof, be gone. No, I'm kidding. Pooch.
Rivera.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Now, good. I got my paisano ginger brother from another mother over here, Raymond Filippi. I don't know how that worked out, my man. Okay.
Neither do I. We're figuring it out.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Yeah. Right? But I'm not judging your brother. I'm judging up there, but not here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he judges everywhere.
You just judge my competition, my Sandow competition.
I did, and I'm not going to give you any insight, because I don't get down like that. Right? It's a sacred thing we do up there. It's oats and blood and everything. You know about that? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I know a guy with a sandwich.
Burn something.
Get a sandwich going. All right. So you've been a staple here. You and your guy, your team, have been a staple here. By the way, happy Veterans Day.
Thank you.
You guys have been in, like, I don't know how many competitions are you in?
We're in for 6 competitions, and 4 of us went through to the next round.
Okay, how many, do you have any left or no?
Yeah, we got one guy doing burger right now, and then we got soup at around 3 o'clock.
What I will tell you, what I'm going to say is, it was a solid sandwich.
Hell yeah.
It was a solid, solid Sammy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, once we got to Texas and we started tasting the kind of food they're making around these parts, and it was like, why wouldn't we use this stuff?
I like how you got the, you know, like local lingo.
Yeah.
Like around these parts.
Pigs.
Yo, since joining the Coast Guard, you know, we've been in Miami, Iowa, North Carolina, now we're in D.C.
There's a bit large, vast coast in Iowa. Somewhere in Iowa. There's
the Mississippi.
There's water.
Taking care of it.
Lake. Something.
No, he just said it, guys.
What?
The Mississippi.
You know,
Mississippi. Small thing called the Mississippi. Yep. There's a lot of commerce going up and down
Mississippi. Exactly. Those barges are fucking up those.
All right.
could be a very important development.
What was the other thing the other day? The MRE.
Oh, yeah.
That was
MRE
so clever. Yeah. You guys did a great job
with
it. So clever. You guys won.
Yep, we won.
Yeah, not only because of the presentation. I mean, listen, it was tough to present for Air Force.
Yeah.
You know, for the quesadilla. You guys, that whole enchilada lasagna.
Oh, no, you guys gave it.
I'm still talking about it. I want it right now.
You shut up. You guys gave it the whole enchilada.
Bro. Yeah. Come on, man.
Come on, man. I'm doing dad humor.
I do dad jokes. That's what I do. I'm a dad, and that's what I do.
Please stop sending me emails about him and the dad jokes. I get emails, bro.
If I can give you guys a compliment on something, because you're defending the world, you're defending our country, you're making sure that democracy reigns all over the world, but at the same time, you take time to hone in on actual cooking skills. And you know, anybody can say, oh, I can do this and mix this with that. You guys had to be complex in what you received in the MRE and then add other things to it, but you had to, you know, you guys were smart enough to know that it's packed with salt, packed with preservatives, packed with all these different things. So to make, and obviously rightly so, you guys are going to need to survive. If that's your only calorie intake for one day out in the field, then so be it. But you knew that, and you knew you had to balance everything else and all the other components around the fact that it was salty. You know, and where other people might have been like, "Oh, I want to do this, and I'm just going to do it." You know, you had to realize and study and know exactly what your tools were. And I think you guys did a wonderful job. And I could not stop eating that. We had to go on and judge other people. That enchilada was.
Yeah, I legit wanted to finish it. I really did. It was good, man. Like, yeah.
All right, wait.
What?
I just want to point out. This competition is truly worldwide. This Japanese young lady is presenting right now. There's literally a translator going on right now as you guys are talking.
That's awesome, man.
That is so awesome.
And look at that. Oh, look at that. I don't know what that is.
It's almost like a Japanese sloppy joe.
I want to eat a Japanese sloppy joe.
Me too.
I think it is, guys.
It doesn't look good.
Or the sauce. We're about to find out because the translator is going to come up there now.
You know, not for nothing. We're the Walk Talk Podcast. Yeah, we're doing a thing. Yeah.
No, we need to taste it.
I know.
Exactly.
Next year we're going to have us. Food runner.
Screw you guys. Screw you guys. I'm going home.
So tell us about, you know, it's easy to, you know, there's fine dining out there. There's people are eating seafood. There's people are eating, you know, desserts all the time, things like that. You have to go to a fancy restaurant or a good restaurant to get things that you want of the qualities. Sandwiches and burgers. It's a way of life.
100%.
And you know, people are eating that every day. And you know, that to me, those would be the hardest things. As easy as it is to make a sandwich.
So this is how my dish.
To me, burger and a sandwich are the hardest thing to compete in because it just everyone knows it. It's whatever. It's relative to you. It's a hand-to-mouth thing. It's just primal in a way. And everybody has their special way, their special thing. What does it take to like rein in all that and say, let me give something that they're going to critique you from the beginning? You know, the first thing your mother makes is a sandwich, you know?
Yeah.
So it's
the first things learn how to
make. Packs your lunch. You know, it's a staple of just nurturing. And so to me, that would be so hard to think of how to present that in the way that you think everyone is going to accept it.
Yeah.
Especially the judges.
Well, you know, I just want to go back to what you were saying before during that MRE challenge, like being the Coast Guard. You know, we have two things going for us. Our culinary training is second to none because it's such a small branch. You know, we're smaller than the NYPD. We're around like 300. We're around 35,000 strong, give or take. That number could be up or down. You know, there's been some issues with recruiting and retention. That's why we're out in places like this looking for chefs. It's the Coast Guard we throw down. And because, you know, we're cooking for whether it's 12 people, 25 people, we can't get a big Cisco truck delivered and cook a bunch of, you know, not so fresh ingredients for 12 guys. It just makes sense. So, you know, we get a budget for the month. We know what we have. Like when I was in Miami, I was cooking for about 25 people and I had $8,000 to spend every month, whether they ate there or not. So I was like, all right, what do you want to make? And that kind of touches back to what you just asked. past, like figuring out what to make from, you know, a sandwich. I was cooking for these people, and you know, I have to sleep in the same area as these guys, and I'm gonna feed them again tomorrow. So it's not like a restaurant where they come in and do your whatever you're best at making, and then they come back a week later.
No, you're doing three squares a day.
Three squares a day. So
is that your job, or do you have another job as opposed to you do? So you are the chef for your battalion, crew, platoon, whatever. You know.
Exactly.
I understand he's peeling potatoes, but he's also a gunner. You know?
Gotcha.
I was actually a gunner, and I was a primary rescue swimmer on that FRC. So. You know, so it.
And by the way, make me a sandwich. You know,
I can. Yeah, I can do that too.
By the way, it's hilarious.
You're not the gentleman that took pastry chef in the ACF last year. I know, because right over your shoulder is a young lady that took chef of the year.
Right over my shoulder, we got Danielle Hughes. She's ACF chef of the entire United States. Wow. So. First,
a lot of royalty here.
Yeah. She crushes. So,
I went for my chapter, but to win on the national level, that is just in front of every, because you compete.
I just want to make note of something.
Hello, good morning.
She
afternoon.
Is the
Thank
one
you.
That okayed the Puddle Pirate. Your comment. So, I just want to put that out there.
I said it,
but I asked around first, you know.
And he owned it. He actually said, I need to ask them a question.
It's true.
And that's how
it's like asking for a first kiss.
Well, you know. Not kidding. Anyway, look. Joke. No, but so, all right. Let's reel this back.
By the way, real quick, the Japanese young lady is, it's a peanut butter and jelly with banana sandwich, a hamburger
with
the burger. And I, it's,
you know, I'm gonna, so
when we get back to, yeah, I know, next Thursday, you want me to go make that burger for you?
Well, yeah, that, but then, but for next year, I'm gonna get with Mike McLeod, and I'm gonna say, Mike, look, I need to be in the burger competition.
Okay, that's fine, but I told him I can't
learn Japanese by next year, too.
I told him we can't compete.
I can. I do speak. No, I do.
Toyota.
Yeah.
Thanks for the emails. I told Mike we can't compete, Pooch and I.
Why?
It's not fair.
Why?
How am I going to interview people that I competed against?
It's not right. Yeah, it adds a great component to it, but I mean, maybe we can compete against I'd love to take Walmart to town. Let's go.
Oh, we'll bring Rodriguez or one of you, like, you know, the other, other chefs.
That's fine. I'm saying, because you made a comment to
me. Listen to me.
You threw me under the bus. You threw me under the bus yesterday night. That's all I'm saying. But
I did?
You went, oh, yeah, we need him to compete.
Well, that's not throwing you under the bus. It's giving you some accolade.
We'll talk later.
We believe in you, Jeff.
I believe in you.
I know, we'll talk later.
I can't break you. Anyway, all right. So let's bring this back in a little bit. So the MRE thing, I kind of want to not forget about that. I'm not going to say that I haven't eaten MRE. I have. Not because of any service, really. Just because I like having that stuff around.
You know, find out.
Yeah. So, you know, I've had my share, and I'm like, man, my heart goes out to you cats if you got to eat that. You know,
that doesn't need MREs either.
That's smelly ass in a can right there, man. It's not good. Yeah. So so the fact that you that your team did what it did with that with those components, I should say. Hats off. And I'm glad you had it. And I voted for you. And I'll say it now because it's over. But whatever. You're my guy.
That's why you're here.
Chef. Here's somebody I want you to follow. Chef. Gaston Meredith. He's a Coast Guard. He's a Coast Guard guy. He's an ACF guy from our part of town over in Tampa, and he does really beautiful. He's a caterer. He's doing real well. He's a badass.
Speaking of which, Chef Justin Reed is right now presenting his burger. Shout out to the Coast Guard.
Oh, yeah, there's your guy right there.
Let's go, that French onion burger.
Ooh, French onion burger.
That's the go-to.
Wow. Yeah, with the ice shoe on the side. Thanks. Nice touch.
So,
JP, the creeper.
I can see that bread. See that? See that bun right there?
Yeah.
I know that's going to be delicious.
Yeah. Come on, my bro.
What kind of bread is
all the dimples?
Brioche.
Curves.
Yeah. Very good.
But the point is,
all that training paid off.
Dude, and you know, I've eaten before you.
I know that.
You know what I mean?
But
I'm 50 years
now,
old. I met you a year ago. But I've eaten before.
But
you're
now
do
a master
the
judge for sandwich.
I already said to you. No, listen. Hold on, time out. You're going to appreciate what I'm saying. I already said that you are my Mick and to my Rocky.
I know.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Have another bite, Mick. You know. Like,
now I'm gonna be the one that hey that peanut butter and banana. I want that. Now the French onion soup. I want that one.
He was like. He's like, Kyle, you're too skinny. You're a bum. You're going to eat more. You know, like,
I could do it. I could do it.
You know, it was a whole thing.
Cut me, Jeff.
Unbutton my pants.
Whoa. The family show.
That's a good one.
The family show. Yeah. All right. So what are we looking at? So what's next for you?
Next for me is going to be the Coast Guard Culinary Team. So, you know, they just picked the team. I think the message went out. In October, so I'm going to be the team captain of the Coast Guard Culinary Team. Thank you. We're going to be competing in Fort Lee, Virginia. It's Fort Greg Adams, Virginia.
In your sphere of things, do you have a territory that you kind of float around in, or is it like, oh, we're going to ship you this way or that way, or you're pretty much stationary?
Pretty much
in terms of orders or whatever.
Really nice, yeah, when we get orders, you know, we have a list of which I really enjoyed whatever picks are available, and then we rank them as far as the number one pick we want. And it goes down to the pick we least want. And, you know, depending on your performance in the Coast Guard, that's kind of, and what you were previously at. So that's kind of how they pick where you're going next. And I've been lucky enough to get all my number one picks. So, like I said, we started in Iowa, and that was right out of boot camp. And then it was Miami Beach, North Carolina, Wilmington, North Carolina. And now I'm in D.C. cooking at the DHS headquarters.
Okay. I mean, it'd be good if you got Lake Okeechobee or something. Thank you, really cool. I'm kidding.
How did you, who's your like culinary mentor? Who would you look up to besides Pooch?
Thank you. I mean, that wasn't even fun. I'm kidding. Pooch.
Yeah, I mean, I really just started digging into cookbooks after I graduated from the CSA school. And, you know, the Food Lab by Kenji Lopez is fucking great.
Yeah,
and then my second, and then Jet Tila, his 100 Asian cookbooks before you die. Like, those are two of my favorite cookbooks that I feel like, you know, really helped me crack some codes. And, you know, I got to shout out the Joy of Cooking cookbook too. That one just had it all, because once I got to that first boat, I was on my own for about 8 months. So I figured out what to make, and, you know, it was just turned into reading cookbooks and figuring it out. And I've been working by myself, you know, making these menus and doing it with, I hear I have really great leadership, and, you know, they're teaching me a lot, but I mostly learn from cookbooks and figuring it out that way.
You know, what I'm thinking is we should do a cookbook that's something like, for military, it'll be like peeled potatoes and you. You know what I mean? Something like that. I feel like would be kind of cool.
On the brink. Another email's going to be coming.
What I would really love to do, man, I think it would be really cool, is everybody's looking for recruiters, right? Like, I mean, recruiter.
That's
in other words, each
here,
branch, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
That's what we're doing.
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, kind of being the number one food podcast and, you know, all that good stuff. We should try to coordinate some certain, you know, some things.
Yeah, 100%.
Right? Because, see, what Walk and Talk Media has are chefs. We got chefs everywhere. Chefs that we're building followings with, right? Building a community with. Now, what ends up happening? My lawyer says that.
What I was going to say was, wouldn't it be just really dope for the Coast Guard to work with a Michelin star chef?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's my,
right?
My point is, we have these really cool relationships that we can probably merge some things together. You know, we have all the platforms, video, podcast, print. We do it all, right? So I'm just putting it out there in the universe of things.
You don't have to. The guy that you need to talk to, their commander's right there in the blue hat. He runs the whole show.
Just stand at ease.
I am at ease. Not doing push-ups. I promise you that. All right. What do you have to say? What do you got? How do we follow you? Where are you at?
Do Coast Guard Culinary Instagram. We got a lot of content coming out there. The Rainforest Master Chief, he's the one behind you. He's you know, he's the one traveling around, showing, trying to show, you know, what the Coast Guard's about. So.
And then for you, it's Italian Ginger.
Rufuku. Yeah, it's just a private Instagram.
Look at his arm, the tattoo on his arm, the inside of the arm.
Yeah, that's Miami Beach. Perfect. I'm here for it. Let's go.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's a skull crossbow and the little chef hat on top.
The eyes are eggs, too. They got kind of frozen.
That's,
I went on
that's why
the
I wanted
next
to
day.
Point it out. That's
that is
awesome.
Very cool.
That awesome job.
Dope. Yeah, that's good.
But three old guys. Leave us alone.
Where are you guys based out of?
We're stationed... we're in Tampa.
Oh, okay, cool.
From Miami, though. Nope. I mean, well, he's Louisiana.
I mean, New Orleans. Miami.
No, all right. Or wait. New Orleans.
New Orleans, yeah.
Yeah,
we
say,
just lost all our...
Guys, you guys are from New Orleans.
We just lost all, you know, audience. Okay. Don't say New Orleans. Which, but by the way, I've never said. I don't do what he does. Jeff is like, he's really like... he bends that. He's just, nah. You don't even hear any consonants. Like,
I mean, honestly, it's
one long vowel.
No, that's very close to where, you know, how we
it's
say
the
it.
Stroke I'm having.
Oh my God. I snorted on the thing. Thanks, man.
Oh, yeah, got it.
Okay, listen, my man, good luck. Wait, you know what? Can you put the...
Oh, sorry.
Who's the producer? Oh, yeah. By the way, our intro music is done by a fellow named Pablo Vivas, and that cat, total bad ass.
You look really good in that new chef, too, by the way.
Man, new chef, bro, I'll tell you what, they did a great job. Victor, what's the other gal? What's the gal's name over there? Remember?
Jennifer.
Yep. Yeah. All right, new chef, we look fly. I'm talking about freshy, fresh fly, okay? I tell you, Raymond. Thank you for doing what you do at work and over here at this show. You're good people.
Pooch, talented chef.
Pooch, is he gone? No, I'm kidding. Jefferson, we are out. Boom. Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com. Get ready to innovate and organize your workspace with Metro. As the industry leader in storage and productivity solutions, Metro is here to transform and organize your kitchen. With their premium solutions, you'll experience the Metro difference. Metro's sturdy and versatile shelving units, workstations, holding cabinets, and utility carts are designed to streamline operations and maximize your productivity. Don't settle for imitators. Metro products last longer and offer unparalleled quality and durability. Plus, many customization options ensure that your workspace is tailored to your unique needs. Visit their website or contact them today to start designing your perfect space. Metro Shelving, your partner in organization and efficiency. Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.